Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 23 after. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there. It'll help you with your small business, whether you're starting one, growing one, or trying to get rid of one. Wherever you are on that time continuum, we've got something that you can read or listen to or even watch. Yeah, we've got video up there, too, so check all that out, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter, which, by the way, is powered by, is sent to you over the network, over the platform of Constant Contact, which Kevin O'Brien, who's our guest this hour, works with. He's been with him now for a long time, 10 or 12 years. He's the director of App Connection Program at Constant Contact. And Kevin, I got to say that, and folks, they don't pay me a nickel to say this. In fact, I write them a check every month. you guys gave me my weekends back a long time ago. So I've been a big supporter of you guys for a long time. We're talking about applications, and that's what you do. You help aggregate applications that help small business owners to reach their customers, don't you?
Yeah, we do. So we have, as you know, Jim, Constant Contact has over 500,000 customers, whether they're small businesses or nonprofits. And one of the things we found is that these business owners, while they're getting a lot of tools and resources they need from Constant Contact, they also want things that maybe we can't provide, but others mm-hmm. can. So mm-hmm. We developed a way that developers, independent developers, can come in and build applications or connections to other tools and resources, and then we make those available to the small business owner through our marketplace.
Mm-hmm. Exactly, and so you find all that at ConstantContact.com. Kevin, one of the things I want to talk about in our visit is whether a small business owner needs an app or they need a mobile website. Now, we went through that here on our company more than a year ago, and we talked about it. We looked at everything. We talked to some really smart people, and we decided, because of the nature of our products, of the things that we deliver to our customers, that a mobile site was better for us than an app. Because in an app, you download everything into the app, and that resides on your phone. We have so much media that it wouldn't make sense to download that all onto your phone. So that's the reason we chose the mobile phone. But when they go to our mobile site, it shows up on their screen like an app. It looks like an app. It acts like an app. It's very much, most people wouldn't know it wasn't an app, except that it's not. And the only way they wouldn't know it was an app is if they ever lost connection to the internet.
Right. Yeah, it's a question that I think more and more businesses are trying to answer. Clearly, if you're going to build a mobile app, then you're really looking at having to build for two different platforms, what's called platforms, right? There's the iPhone, which would have you build it one way, and then there's the Android, which would have you build it another way, and you really have to cover both to get mm-hmm. close to 100% of the market. So you really are maintaining, two different apps.
But with a mobile site, you only do one. It works on everybody.
Right. With a mobile site, you do one, and then it works off of the browser on your phone, but it makes it appear as if it's an mm-hmm. app. And I think, more and more small businesses are going to mobile sites because they're easier to set up, cheaper to maintain. Mm-hmm. And really, it fills the need of what they require of it, which is the ability for somebody on a mobile phone to be able to find and interact with their business. And, when you have to get into more specialized tasks or maybe utilizing special functions on the phone like the video or camera capabilities, mm-hmm. then maybe you need to look at mobile apps instead of the mobile site. But mobile sites are becoming more prevalent for most small businesses.
Right, and you can put an icon on the site that looks just like a mobile icon.
Yep.
And
yeah.
And the only thing, the only deficiency of a mobile site over a mobile app is that you do have to be online. You have to hook up through Wi-Fi or mobile one of the mobile networks in order for it to work, because it's a website. It's very small. It's made for the small aspect ratio of a cell phone. So last thoughts. We've got about a minute or so.
Okay.
Kevin, my point that I'm trying to tell small business owners is that this is the way of the future. There are going to be more.
Yeah.
I mean, there are people accessing the internet and buying cell phones, smartphones right now around the world, Kevin, who have never owned a PC and never will own a PC. What do you think?
Yeah. No, I mean, listen, all businesses have to really start thinking about a mobile strategy, right? Because the consumers they're trying to reach are all using smartphones. They're all searching on, on mobile directories to find businesses in their area. And if they find yours and they can't easily consume that on their mobile device, then they're going to move on to the next one. So I think
right.
I think it's important for every small business out there to be thinking about mobile, have a strategy for how you're going to attack it, and then put solutions out there that make sense for you. And there's plenty of, listen, we haven't covered a lot today, but, you know, on the Constant Contact Marketplace, we also have developers and solution providers who can guide small businesses
right.
on the best way to fulfill their mobile strategy. But, you know, the most successful small businesses will enable prospects and customers to interact with them through their mobile device.
Absolutely. Folks, you got to do it, especially if you're business to consumer, ConstantContact.com. Kevin O'Brien, thank you for being here. Come back again real soon. You got a lot more to teach us.
All right. Thanks, Jim.
We'll see you next time.
Bye.
Quick break. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.